Clan Gael is Babalia Mosaltica. This is Robert Kutinkar, or Robert de Karslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this program is called Clan Gael, and in it you'll hear something of the English language, as Angie Nias Clash and Ridrach Jane Gilg, and in it you'll hear something of the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Mabanacht at Rish, I sat in recently for Daniel Quayle in Ciolas Cush, with Daniel being away playing music. One of the cushion included in the programme was an attempt at a translation into Manx of part of a poem by Cushig, which prompted me to look at some of her other poems. On sail quech na brerach an grim ta gaur ag shan talier, Rare shell tan a tree mekega goily mach da adacha de mai dach lay, no de valley corbania da was beacherd. Fuddy and gaur shaw lord, a stig inch bregen yes. The bells of Aberdovey, Clychau Aberdovey, are the subject of this song by Welsh trio Vri, but they also include a well-known rhyme in English. Ta was geisjach rish radio vanning stasiun an asiun, viscul ar scalia mach by dulish, Alan Vanin.
Ding dong bell tower, clich aber tower.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement.
Ding dong bell day long, clach aslan day long.
You me five farthings, say the bells of St. Martin.
Ding dong bell, Davy, clich aber Davy.
When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey.
Ding dong bell, mither gloch, bi farw y bachgen coch, dewch gynta gallo.
When I am rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
Ding dong bell arfon, clych y caer na fon.
And when will that be, say the bells of Stepney.
Ding dong bell dyfri, clych llan ym ddyfri.
I do not know, says the great bell of Bow.
Oh,
Clychau Aberdyfi, The Bells of Aberdyfi, incorporating oranges and lemons, as you heard, and that was by the Welsh trio Vri, comprising an Irene Jones, Jordan Price-Williams and Patrick Rhymes. And Margaret Letitia Josephine Kermode, 1852 to 1937, is best known as the poet Cushag. And Cultivanin's Manx Language Development Officer and Grenada, Ruth Kegan-Gell, asked me about a translation of part of Cushag's poem about the Cushag flower. So, first of all, I thought I'd look into the background of the Cushag, and in the newspapers for August 1843, there was a report of a dinner for the Isle of Man Agricultural Society, of which George Augustus Woods of Balladool was vice-president. There was a toast made in his honour, and the report of his reply to the toast says, "The time was when large tracts of the land of our island lay in idleness, when our cattle, such as they were, grazed upon scanty fare, with their horns covered in the cushags and boran which overran our land, and these weeds still retained too large a possession of our land, but he trusted by the aid of improvements in agriculture to see them speedily expelled, and in his opinion the sooner the better, both for landlord and tenant." Tretan macshinna corlesh orgus a rulik, estan gor gi asai, je stolen glada and shen, eg geran leit and tretan mac briach gi veli a ni bi de lure, ti ginch de veli cholen a vodi plugger fochen bi elia. Ach, eg a tairish, tan shan talier briach jen gor, rawi a ni asai, estan gor ginch de na rau fochen bi regeran eg. Tan talier corri rishavak, as te gibber de by and tie lesh bullichen jane clat taustun dartegger. A layer gain ten nabak cor lesh orgus ball brauens clayerera, as ten gor gee stolen glad a fine lay. Eg geron light and mac briach gee rau be the lurek, as reached ten gor grey the valicho len the voddy plug a fochen be elia. Och reach a tie, ten gor ginch den shan talier, na rau fochen bir a gedden. As cha corit yn sian talier rys, de fel ei dyn nhw imid jyn clat tawstwn dart, de im yn y nab ac ega mach as y tai. Now, after Ian McLaughlin's 1958 tune Dr. Mackay's Farewell to Creagorry became popular as the theme tune for a BBC series called The Dark Island, two sets of English lyrics were written for it, but there's also a version en sa Gaelic in the Scottish Gaelic, and this is Mary Sandeman. Hosges a chwarisiad, frwch gerec se pabla, pael y gŵr i chasur. Er y fein o tas art sy'n iel a dorocha. En a roig y mo graes, tu ha dal y mo gri, mi jol y bora, pan iel a dorocha.
Give me back in it.
about 1965. That was Scottish singer Mary Sandeman and Teilin Dorracha, the Dog Island. Esh Henk Shell the Trasvac, as Reneshen, ner an other awi fos and Jiru Shigger, the Sledden, Feathen Cus the Luthen lesh na stolen share were possible, as deg e a gaur de iad. Sun yaster beg tre Henke de li jaily tie, dorte, well ma gaur, velu ledden, as dregger a gaur, choledden ta mish, chan na vodum nish, fochen elje erbi a flugger, bebe. Eish tar de valia durtin den yeg, as rani korleshi gus a stolek, as rani kionli un shen. Nish eish durtin shan talier, vela gaur ni a bi kuiji. O, dregar amak, ti cho ledin a vodi plug a veg elia. Ach, ren na talier, na rau cor barenter, na vei de grei, golgus a gaur as durte. Ma gaur vin, velu ledin de fyr. Dregar a bech miskedach. Creen ach baiden len, carau an shen, fochen arbi de flogge, be. O, na carchinan, dilia talier. Well, George Augustus Woods returned to the Cushag in replying to another toast at the Isle of Man Agricultural Society the following year in August 1844, when the report tells us that he had last year reverted to the Manxman's golden crop in former days, he meant the Cushags, the golden Cushags, and he had that day witnessed some splendid gardens of golden Cushags. What a pity it was that his countrymen had such a liking towards the cultivation of these impoverishers of the soil. But so it was. They ought, each and every one of them, to put their shoulders to the work and endeavour to inform their less informed neighbours to put the gold into their pockets instead of allowing it to grow upon and be spread over the fields of this enemy to the soil. And how was this to be done? Every practical and well-informed farmer would tell them it was to be done by cutting down or rooting up this weed, by converting it into manure.
Thank you.
the bombard of Yan Yuang Laridon and the Binu of Yuan Nedeleg with a piece otherwise played as a march, actually, called Argalov, the Appeal. And that's a tune from the northwest of Brittany. Stasiwn a nasiwn tynnu sio Radio Fanim. Sio dot Claire na Gael. Ys mis Robert Gydyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fod i'w clash yn y Cledyn Claire sio rhi siacht yn lwgdi gwlr sgeilio. Trwyd yn y dega Radio Fanim ys y craman eis rhiis. Trwyd yn y dega Radio Fanim nys na trwyd yn rai chair y ded, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa, ta podcast rhaid yn nas DJ Claire na gael nys. Again, at a dinner for the Isle of Man Agricultural Society, but we've moved on 40 years to 1887 now, the Lieutenant Governor, Sir Joseph West Ridgway, is reported as saying that, he thinks it's within the power of the farmers to do more in the way of cultivating, because he'd noticed some fields in the island, apparently given over to the production of cushags. Well, in 1892, Sir Joseph is reported in the Mona's Herald as saying that he recollected that some years ago at one of these meetings he ventured to take exception to the large amount of the flower called cushag, which are here, and was the national flower of the Isle of Man. He supposed that was why it was so constantly cultivated. Laughter. Well, this was subsequently taken up in the House of Keys and seems to have come to take on a life of its own, with Hall Caine writing in his The Little Man Island of 1894 that the late accomplished governor has called the cushag the Manx national flower. It's certainly a most noble weed. Ta cach o new fiws cha miriws ach is na fyr elia de ym italier. Cha djinn am sur o lyd na omagin an magit am wm. Rene sair cha bach. As sa chori ega rene leis da magir da clat taustun dart. As ren bula dream of ac gyn mychin. Da rene rai ar tse mach as a tai. Mar sob an sian talier fegit na numurgan leis a gawr. An laer gain, hae agus y stôl, ys rhen ylig ymach y gawr ys dwrt ei. Tar, mae chrei tŵr fi'n, nym corli am sŵ mi hun gys na sieli. Mae'r so rhen ylig jeili er y ted, ys rhen neu corlesi gys na clain gladda ys na abaran, ys fy paltio fi er y son dy gedyn blas jay, ys dwrt ei ri, nish, the yinu cach lai for the ee creer be ta da aignia cor mi and day. As rinne fagaili un shen dera an yaster beg. Esh henke rish as dorte. Well, magor, velu len. Dreger ish. Cha len ta mish na vodum nish. Fochen be elia a flugga bear bear. And this is a recording of Bernard Caine, RBV, accompanying himself on the auto harp as he sings Ushug Vegrai.
Ushug Vegrai, namonidu, namonidu, namonidu. Ushug Vegrai, namonidu. Per Carlo Raya Sidney. Her only shrier, a bird address, a bird address, a bird address. Seven gay shades of a game of a lash, as oh, from a heart like a toy.
And that was Ushug Vegrai, a short version of it, Little Red Bird, noted from the singing of Mrs. Collister of Balladool in Arbury, and from Mr. H. Brideson of Cronkbun, amongst others, and it was sung there by Bernard Caine, who also played, well, the slightly creaky auto harp, in fact. Eish tar de valia dur de talier, as renelie jaelig as a stalek, as renelie kionli in shen. Rosh Madega, Hinde, Rishus Dorte. Nishesh, the Yinu Cochle, Tawas Len. Ach the Jaru de Magor, Crenach Viden Len, Carawun Shen Fochen Erbe the Flugger Bebe. Trechil Talier Shen, Ve Yindeser. A Sigge Chilirach, the Raun a Tree Mekega Erbe Courager Soul, Gin Or. For a minute, Deme, a Cretor now whistlus. Canelli de lour inrach and de iber de shrulu, nim cord dat se son gul master talieran on the royal. Marsov a drisser ursen gul de gern razor egger, as gawe grey mer a gore, as renny bearer a kyonek, chore as bass a low. As no de rawe clattau stun dart, na wapen row on the royal, gawe kip as hugge gi lied a scotch, de renny les chwilin limen as clisten. Ryer Che. Hall Caine, in fact, goes on to rhapsodise. Throughout the month of July, it lies on the hilltops like yellow skullcaps. No minaret of any mosque in Constantinople is half so glorious on a Manx mountain with the sun dying off its crown of cushags. But, of course, he might well rhapsodise, but that's not where the cushag grows at all, so he's carried away by enthusiasm, but by his botanical ignorance. Anyway, it looks as though it's the Lieutenant Governor Sir Joseph West Ridgway who helped to cement the notion of the cushag as the Manx national flower. And so to Cushag, who wrote a poem which refers to a folkloric belief associated with the cushag. The poem is called To the Cushag's Friend, of which this is the first verse. Oh, the cushag flower is a fairy bower. Oh, the cushag flower in a fairy bower would shine like a star of gold. But when it grows in the farmer's close, 'tis a shocking weed, we're told. Yet common things may have their wings to help our souls above, and wayside weeds, like kindly deeds, spring from a father's love. Now this is a big production number, as Mark Lloyd Ellery sings about Cornwall in the song Curnow.
Canuick, Tia Blas Prisiao Basis. Well, Capri, Corian, Franco, Mozart, Pan, and Tano, Atlantic, a trumpet, Euroscus, Hem, you Colonel, Osman, Amor, Colonel, Bowen, Frost, one a portrait, Colonel, a well it's a strip, a niche, a crip, or thea, a few sarcastic gallo, sarcastic gallo.
And that was the song Curnow, which is the name for Cornwall in the Cornish language. And that was sung by Mark Lloyd Ellery. The song was written in English by Ken Mackerel. I'm not sure, is that a real name or is that a stage name? Maybe even Mark Lloyd Ellery himself. The other thing I wondered about Ellery, of course, Brenda Wootton, the famous Cornish singer, she was an Ellery before marrying. So I wondered whether he was perhaps from that family. But anyway, Mark Lloyd Ellery it was who was singing Curnow, and he was being joined by a cast of thousands, I would say, there, but amongst others by Camborne Town Band. And as I say, that was Ken Mackerel's song, originally in English, Cornwall, but that was a Cornish language version which is made of it by Paul Hodges, and as we heard, Mark Lloyd Ellery singing Curnow. Well, Ruth Kegan Gell was looking for a translation of this second verse, which we'll start with now, but then there's a third and fourth verse afterwards. But these are the original verses. We've heard verse one. These are the two, three, and four now. The cushuk flower had fairy power in olden times, you know, to bear you away on a summer's day wherever you wished to go. Its golden wings were slender things to carry souls aloft, but fairy tales, like freshening gales, may have their uses oft. The cushuk flower in a stormy hour shines brighter for the gloom, so kindly deeds, like wayside weeds, may shine when troubles loom. Old folks would say in their own day, when troubles took their fill, and times were bad and hearts were sad, there's gull on the cushuk still. Now, the cushug we know must never grow where the farmer's work is done, but along the rills, in the heart of the hills, the cushug may shine like the sun. Where the golden flowers have fairy powers to gladden our hearts with grace, and in Banninvegveen, in the valleys green, the cushugs have still a place. Van taliad genacht an fi trimseach haus vein a hain a lumrach an sa taiega, as veich e led nareltach ar noltach an a mekeg a rish, a charau fiseg peach ar bi ar a volva dango. Ren a maxina tre ve ar nibe ar na iber mach as a tai, gul ma prindes gusair tai, as hugi a hin da hagen dacht an chyrdjega. As tre henk and tre a hon de roilt, hug a vanshe de boor beg, ne rom mona de yin air, as gint as foy cajin. Ach va tro fi boor ar liege. Tre ren peker bi corshise, as dorte, boord bi kudit. Chelirach va enrich boord glen er a boord my beg, as clare, as skin, as al, as gistin, lesh ridden roastich as briach on thou, as glon a moor the fiend jerg lonrache, on sacht the gerdjige cree. Van prindes eggs munion drawy gint son a cledden bay egger, as high a mach the bog oil's a tail, as begumalesh rau, tyos mine a sion, na rau vegrich ednegger, de eonshen. We have a goat in our story, but there we had the cow that ate the blanket and vore a gee and flood, and then we had an unseasonal flowers of spring, blana and airy, and we finished off with the old choice and shan raya. And father and daughter from County Cavan played those for us. That was Anton McGowan on fiddle, Kathleen McGowan on concertina, and they were joined by Brian McGrath on piano. Sure that Stasiun and Asiun Radio Vanning, she Claire Nagail with Sculler Scalia Mach, Merrimpeen, Robert Gooding Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Trevor Agras scummer of all way on, Rowie uns na Maren, nun a Cailgen, nun Slini, Hugga Shisa Burega, as Dorte, Bord, be coodit, a shen morve, as for the holyurid courage there, rare me and her be a chree. Vayera, Henk and I day, the ginnache gold back as an airegger, as for the Lorish and Tre Shaw, Vech and Corriegger, Liagacha, as for the Erkunta Word Yindesach, the ginnache altache reached the manra. Hachere, faster begged the row, cows we gulla journey egger the valia, the denke tyos will lend the lure the goldy, ran altache as Friar Jay the high sheese meru, as the goil be, none of the beck dolly at the lure egger getting beg. Cha ginnum, Durton said tai egg, cha nodum smunion a goil a sul veg vow, bear the moor dew ve na goldy em. Eish rennet gera, as vet smunion the rawe jill spotch. Ach renne cor lesche bourd foy beg ege, as huggea uns mena jemer. And this is a piece from Cushag. It's called The Wren's Housekeeping. Low rolls November's sun along the hill. Dim grow the skies, and early falls the dark. No music now from blackbird, thrush, or lark. Only the robin pipes his ditties still, while to the swallow's nest above the sill new tenants come to find a welcoming ark, where, undisturbed by steps or logie's bark, they find a refuge in the storm-swept gill. Like brown moths flitting in the dimsy light, each evening brings them to our window view, and every morning as the dawn grows white, they fly their careful business to pursue, and thus, secure from frost or rain or fright, the gentle wrens keep house the winter through. And another one about birds now, this time the blackbird and the plover. And in fact, it's a translation into English of a rhyme in Manx. Londo, Londo, whither are you flying? The wind blows coldly through the mountains bare. In the curragh now, sunny gleams are lying, and a homely nest is waiting for me there. Poor Usha Grist, piping late and early, while round her still the mountain torrents roar. But away and free singing in the barley, the faithless Londu left her evermore. A Welsh band Callan perform a song called Can, but it's spelled K, A-N, rather than with a C, which is usual in Welsh. It also includes at one point the tune of a Welsh folk song which is called Dau Llygad Du, Two Dark Eyes. So this is Can by Callan.
Gentle into how we ends contrite. In 62 we chose to stop. ugly charms. From her alpine peaks to her Sarantac streams, and her golden coast with its prosperous farms. Her people, I am blessed with lava bed and cockles, cool velvet roar and great mineral wealth. They'd be wizards of rugby, singers and bards, and they'll speak the language of heaven itself.
Calan, the Welsh band who visited Ancruniach a few years ago with their modern twist on Welsh music, and that was a song called Can. And now this is a vignette, I suppose you'd call it, and it's called Mountain and Moon. Right on the mountain top, she poised and stood. A moment all her rounded splendour showed. Then leaped in air and took her heavenly road, casting her veil o'er valley, hill and wood, while old Barul remained in a pensive mood. Still on she went to some carefree abode, and never slacked her silver steps or slowed, leaving him that one kiss whereon to brood. But with unruffled calm, his quiet might watched his own glen, nor heeded her a jot, till in an ecstasy of sport and spite, she fled into the nearest cloud, to blot with darkness all his world. He heeded not, knowing she couldn't long keep out of sight. Esh dorte bourd bicudich. Chalirach vi kudich lesh be fodder a shen and fair oser ve able the chor, as henk a sore my jag a stroin in the goldy, os acht feet at nisach. Gougin and syme a churgin vi dur the sir tie. As tre honnick at an acht mor ve, her how fame nach where a chorer be, a chrenna truggle ni skin as al, as gow a tyach the dunnel eri. As number jean de vey and rid smoo yin de sach, tre henk just de vey follum, chill lirach for just leaden the hyada once in a jay. Oliu and tre when fair os and the hyada once corneil, as vey jean er oliu a tackert. A rau foglen egger de grey, veg machon egger, ach smunia. Yin ach lied de chogra a shen, cor er a tie os embishacher. Renna sir tais and shejach ega frailish on sacht fi vanra dera anmach sani. For yer a hired the lie. As trevan sir treva tre high a sir tai egg as a liabi, dege a bird wishel ega na hyadu nyan vola. Now in Dwelly's Dictionary of Scottish Gaelic, Mira can mean play, sportiveness, merriment, giddiness, and bearing that in mind, this is the band Man Run, with a tune called Mira.
Me the dish of Balachan, 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 me the dish of Bal dish of Allah and the meter dish in divine, meter dish Kahanama, meter dish in divine, meter dish of Allah and the meter dish in divine, meter dish Kahanama. On and around, the hook in the giddy beaming cow, make a sound, send me the dish of Allah. On and around, the hook in the giddy beaming cow, make a sound, send me the dish of Allah.
Scottish band Man Ran with some Pirsty Beale there called Mira. A chadod of Feros Cadla, as a smunion ner a bord, as for cunion egger, the rouse a chamber born lach egger, shan bord, fich a solarish, merso haye de chorleshe, as gawe a shul bord and ser tie, as dege and fair elions in a jay. And here's a very short poem by Cushug. E vai noch, baban bach, safe in mammy's arms you rest. Willish beg, baban beg, coo my birdie in your nest. Baban beg, willish beg, shut your eyes, my pretty love. Lianu mean, ushug mean. Coo yourself to sleep, my dove. So we've heard some pieces of poetry from the pen of Cushag Margaret Letitia Josephine Kermode. Now you can enjoy the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening here on Manx Radio for the next 2 hours from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be here presenting Sundown. Claire Nagale closes with music from Brittany, with a band that first got together in a Duon Breton language senior school near Brest, and they're called Startigien, with a piece called D'Envestar, which means explosives. Ach, Shane Cartnish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Katyn Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Creort, says Dutz, my Gyrian share.